Living fossils, evidence for evolution or creation?
Answers with Ken Ham, a popular speaker on the book of Genesis. Well, okay, Ken, what is a living fossil?
You know, I've had children at some of our school assemblies ask me if I'm a living fossil. They say I look like Abraham Lincoln. Actually, one way the term living fossil is used is for those organisms which we find living today, but that evolutionists thought became extinct millions of years ago. And these are a real embarrassment to the theory of evolution. We now have hundreds and hundreds of examples of such living fossils. For instance, take the coelacanth fish. Evolutionists believed it became extinct 60 to 70 million years ago, about the time of the dinosaurs. We now know that they're living quite happily in the sea off the coast of Madagascar. Fishermen have been pulling them up in their nets for years, not only here, but also off the coast of Indonesia. Another embarrassing aspect for evolutionists is that the living coelacanth looks exactly like the fossil coelacanth. You see, it forgot to evolve. And there are hundreds of examples of living fossils like this, organisms that are living today that haven't evolved. They supposedly stayed the same for millions of years. The fact that there are living fossils means that there is something terribly wrong with the idea of evolution. Animals and plants didn't evolve. They were created, just like the Bible said.
We can even study Genesis to find out where the different races came from. The Bible and science are in remarkable harmony. To find out how, read Ken Ham's free booklet on races when you log on to AnswersRadio.com.